Back before the internet, Twitter, and smartphones, if you missed the 11 o'clock news and you didn't want to wait for the morning paper, you could get sports scores from Andy Roth.
Andy Roth for Sports Phone, back at about 9:10 with a scoreboard update. College hoops, 2 minutes left, Nova 81, Providence 56. 1 minute, West Virginia.
From 1979 to 1990, Andy Roth worked at a company called Sports Phone. For a dime, sports fans could dial 976-1313 and they'd hear 57 seconds worth of scores and sports news.
That's what we did. You should have heard when, you know, there was 60, 70 games a night between the NHL, NBA, and college basketball. We actually had an additional line, and we'd have to read about close to 30 scores in 57 seconds.
Joe D'Alessio has written a remembrance of the service Sports Phone for Grantland. Joe, who was calling up Sports Phone? Because I have a feeling it wasn't only avid sports fans.
No, it was a couple of different types of people. The biggest probably group was gamblers who had money on these games, and they wanted to know whether they were going to win or lose money, and it was well worth their dime to call up this number maybe 6, 7, 8, 20 times a night to find out the score. It's funny, the other group I've been hearing a lot of people on Twitter lately telling me that they used to call all the time, and then they would get in a lot of trouble from their parents because they would get the phone bill with all of these 976 calls, and they'd have some explaining to do.
How many people were using this service?
Right off the bat, they were getting a lot of people. I mean, they were getting upwards of 50 million calls, sometimes even more a year. I think by the early 90s, the number I saw was they'd gotten almost a billion phone calls from people looking to get scores.
How did the people making these little recordings for Sports Phone go about getting the scores?
You know, it actually kind of evolved over time. At first, they were pulling them off of Western Union Ticker. They were, you know, getting the scores through a wire service. And that really wasn't fast enough because sportsmen wanted to get these scores every just a few minutes, and the tickers weren't updated that fast. So they were starting to call press boxes directly to get information. And then sometimes they would just pay reporters who were covering the game already, you know, 20 something like that bucks a night, to phone in scores as sort of a stringer. And for the local games, they would actually send a beat reporter. So they would actually have someone at Yankee Stadium or at Madison Square Garden calling in scores, giving updates the way that radio stations still do to this day.
How did Sports Phone and the messages provided change over the years?
Well, you know, they did a few things. One is they expanded into other cities, into Chicago and into Detroit and a bunch of other cities. They added a second line for busy Saturdays when there were lots of college basketball games, and they added an interactive line where you could call up and instead of getting a recorded message, you'd actually talk to a live, you know, human being, and they would tell you not just the scores, but they could give you a play-by-play of a game to some degree. I mean, they could give you a lot of really specific information that you wouldn't be able to get really anywhere else.
Sports Phone's popularity in New York brought competition in 1987, but not on another phone line on the airwaves. Explain that, please.
Sure. Well, in 1987, WFAN launched in New York, and WFAN was the first 24-hour local sports radio station. And right off the bat, WFAN made no secret that they were going after Sports Phone and going after their sort of market share. And you know, one of the first promos they ever ran, 15, 20 minutes into their first ever broadcast in July of 1987, said, you know, we just made Sports Phone yesterday's news or something like that.
And the collapse of the empire was imminent.
Yeah, you know, it had really already started by then, because by then some employers were starting to block the number from their offices because they were sick of paying all these calls. But yeah, that was not a good thing for Sports Phone. That was, you know, that and what was coming after in the 90s in terms of technology, that's kind of really what started to do them in.
How did Sports Phone last until the year 2000? Because I admit, I was astonished to learn that you could still call Sports Phone as late as then.
They were getting enough calls, I guess, from gamblers to sort of break even. Part of it was they weren't really paying their employees very much, which helped. Everyone tells me it was they loved the job, but they didn't pay well. So it hung on till the late 90s. And then for the last 2 years, from 98 to 2000, it was really a small operation, just a handful of people getting the scores off of the computer themselves and just reading them off the phone. And it was a very small operation until that point. It just made no sense to keep it going.
Does Sports Phone have a legacy?
I think it does. I mean, a lot of really successful broadcasters went on to careers after starting out at Sports Phone, who started there making not a lot of money, you know, answering phones or producing shows or doing these 1 minute phone updates. So it sort of was, a couple of people sort of described to me, it was sort of like the minor leagues of broadcasting. It was sort of an alternative to going and working in some far-flung city away from New York. And instead, they could stay in the city and sort of work their way up without actually having to leave the city, which was an interesting sort of way of putting it.
You can link to Joe D'Alessio's article, That Was a Thing, Sports Phone, the 1980s way to get real-time scores at onlyagame.org. Joe, thank you very much for speaking with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Tribou. Our assistant producer is Martin Kessler. Our technical director is James Trout. And our intern is Keely Flanagan. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. We're a weekend show, but during the week, Only a Blog has more sports stories. You can find them at onlyagame.org. And find us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. Only a Game NPR is also our Twitter handle. Our final word comes from Sports Phone's Andy Roth, who remembers the good old days.
It was really like working at a college fraternity. We watched games for a living. That's what we did.
Gee, nobody gets to do that these days. I'm Bill Littlefield. I'll be back next week with more sports NPR style on Only a Game. Thanks for listening.